Emma Lazarus wrote The New Colossus in 1883 as part of a project by artists and writers to raise funds to build a pedestal of the Statue of Liberty, a gift from France to the United States. The poem's title refers to the Colossus of Rhodes, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, a giant bronze statue of the sun god Helios that had overlooked the Greek city's harbor. Lazarus's poem, like the Statue of Liberty, came to popularize America's mission as a refuge for immigrants. Here is compassion as a national policy, one of America's great national policies.
The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beaconed hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient land, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
This story is a shortened version of Hans Christian Andersen's Thumbling. Like the fable of the lion and the mouse, it teaches little children how to have big hearts.
Little Thumbelina. Once upon a time, there was a little girl no bigger than her mother's thumb, and so they called her Thumbelina. Thumbelina did not sleep in a little white bed as you do. Her bed was half of a walnut shell. Her mother covered her with pink rose leaves for blankets when she curled up for a cozy nap. By and by, when Thumbelina had grown large enough to run about wherever she wished to go, she started for a walk one beautiful sunshiny morning. She had not gone very far when she heard something coming, hoppity-skip, hoppity-skip, behind her. She turned around, and there she saw a great big green grasshopper.